I want you to turn your Bibles this morning to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. I'm not even going to read an entire verse. The 37th verse. The first part of that verse. Mark chapter 4 and verse 37. And there arose a great storm. I don't care if you're a Christian or you're not a Christian this morning. There will be storms in your life. Storms come to all of us. We've been blessed in this country for many, many years, and God's hand has been upon us. And I think we've gone so long without really a great storm. We've had tragedies, but we haven't had a great storm. That many people get to the place that they feel like there's no need to serve God. Live for the Lord. Saint and sinner alike has storms. The question is how will you stand in the storm? This particular storm took place on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus had told His disciples to get in a ship with Him and go to the other side. And right after this storm, He meets a man that is possessed with devils living among the tombs. And in the trip from where they left to the place where they were going, where He would perform a miracle, there was a storm. That lake is a small harp-shaped lake. It looks just like a harp. Really, there's three types of storms that come up on the Sea of Galilee. And in the Greek, all three types are mentioned. One type is a storm that is just seasonal storms. They come during certain periods of time. The wind comes down the Golan Heights, and during certain times of the year, those storms can come up during seasons. Much like here in America, there's a hurricane season. And we know that hurricanes come during that time, and you watch for them because they're seasonal storms. They have a tendency to be more prevalent at certain times of the year. And it was that way on the Sea of Galilee. They knew there was a certain time that they dare not get caught in the middle of the lake because the lake is so shallow, the storms can come up so quick. And there's some seasonal storms that you may not have gone through it, but you can just count on it. You'll go through it. As you get older, there'll be some storms in life. Pretty soon, what doesn't hurt anymore won't work anymore. There's times where your back will go out more often than you do. Just some storms of life that you can't stop from coming. Someone mentioned to me this week about all the storms they have as they're getting older. And I said, well, the only alternative is death, because as we get older, the body gets more frail. And there's times that you can just expect certain storms in your life. You'd be foolish to be unprepared during those seasons, not to have your equipment ready and to know that that storm can arise at any time. There comes a place where, even though it hasn't happened yet, you know that it's coming. You prepare for it. If you're getting older, listen to me. I know a lot of folks that they won't ride a wheel because they're afraid if they ride a wheel, they'll die. You're going to die whether you make out a wheel or not. You live long enough, we know we get on the other end of life, and we know that we're going to face the storms of sickness and the storms of death. But I guess you're back to the same thing. It's all who's on board your ship when you get in the middle of the storm. Then there is another storm that comes from the Greek word seismos. That's a different kind of storm. It's not a seasonal storm. It comes up unexpectedly. It has to do with the shifting of the earth's plates. And as the plates of the earth shift, suddenly there is a shaking beneath the water. And when the water beneath begins to shake, the waves come up. It could be a beautiful sunny day. Everything above could look great. But all of a sudden there's a shaking from beneath, that you wonder whether the ship will ever make it to shore or not, because the earth is shifting. We think that things are stable, but folks, I'm here to tell you this morning, sometimes storms come unexpectedly. And everything you feel like you have built on and depended on, it can suddenly begin to shake beneath you until you feel as though the whole world has dropped out from underneath you. But understand this again. It's all who's on board your ship. You come this morning and everything's all right. One phone call could shake your world this week. One moment of time with an accident could change your life forever. One appointment at the doctor could change your life forever. Things shake us from beneath. Then there's another storm. This is an odd storm. It is a storm not like the others. It is a persistent storm that holds the boat in place to make the waves come in. And they say that really it's all the forces of everything combined together that bring on a storm of this nature. And this is the kind of storm they were in this particular verse. It is like someone taking the waves and using them as a hammer to beat against the ship. And they keep beating and beating and beating. What a picture of the devil. There are times that storms come at God's allowance from heaven. And there are times that the earth shakes beneath us. But there's times the devil's just saying, I'm not going to let you get to the other side. He knew something was going to happen on the other side. He knew that Jesus was on His way to set a man free. He knew that Jesus was going to a place where He would overcome the devil. So He started beating against that ship and beating against that ship. But do you know what that beating did? It rocked Jesus to sleep. They're worried. But Jesus in the hinder part of the ship is asleep. When they finally awakened Him, He said, what's wrong with your faith? He rebuked the winds. He rebuked the sea. Everything that had come together to overcome them. Jesus said, I'm greater than all of that. And He had power to rebuke it in the time of need. Now there are storms that come as just a part of life. But He's with you. There are storms that come where the earth is shaking beneath you, but He's with you. But oh, to have Him with you during the times that the devil is beating your ship, coming against you. Let me throw this out right here. This is the storm that causes more dropout disciples than any other storm people face. They were praying, they were fighting, they were doing all they knew to do, but the devil just kept beating and beating and beating and beating. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when God's getting ready to do the greatest things in your life, as you look back on it, just before that happened, the devil did all he could to keep you from getting to the other side? Jesus said when He gave that great parable of the two builders, one that built his house on the rock, the other that built his house on the sand after the Sermon on the Mount, and He went into that great story. He said the same thing, three types of storm. He said the rains descended and the floods came. The rains came down, the floods came up, and the winds blew. The winds beat all around. Three types of storm. But the storm is not a bad thing. The storm is a good thing. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Why is the storm a good thing? Because it proves to us how much faith we have in Him. A storm reveals the foundation. When the house is gone, even though the storm came, it was the foundation that made the difference. And folks, I'll say this to you this morning. The threat of our society is not so much the gentleman like those that wrote in the editorial the other day, those people, they have no contact with God. They know nothing about God. They're just trying to get you stirred. I tell you where the problem comes, is the problem with people that think they have built on a strong foundation. But the storm comes, and their house cannot stand. And when the foundation is revealed, they put their faith in everything wrong. Isn't it a shame that there'll be folks by the millions all around the world today that will attend church, that's good people, good husbands, good fathers, good mothers, good sisters and brothers, great children, but they're building on the wrong thing. They have the wrong theological facts. And because their facts are wrong, they haven't built their house on the right thing. And when the storms come and the house is torn down, they're going to find out they built on the wrong foundation. I'd rather deal with somebody look me in the eye and say, I don't believe any of it, as for someone to say, I believe it, but they know just enough of it to get them in trouble. You know the Bible says that faith without works is dead faith. You realize that? Our life comes from the fact that we have not only the right facts, but we have the right building materials to build with. Let me give you an example. This morning, suppose that we entered into a morgue and the coroner was doing an autopsy. He has his pad out and he starts to dissect the cadaver. I don't mean to be cruel, but he starts to search through the organs. He writes down, there's the heart, everything's okay. There's the lungs, everything's okay. There's the spleen, it all looks all right. He goes through all the organs, writing them down one by one. And when he finally gets to the end, he's got the facts. The facts are, he has a body. That's the facts. He's recorded the facts. But no matter how much he moves that corpse's arm and moves its leg and manipulates that body, he cannot put life back into that body. He could make it work as though it appears that it's moving right and going in the right direction, but still there's no life within that body. Jesus is saying to us, we are not only to be hearers of the Word, but to also be doers of the Word. And you're not only to hear the gospel, you're to react to the gospel and to come and say to the Lord, I'm going to believe it with all of my heart and cast my whole life into it, because if I do that, I know when the storms come, I've built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and it'll stand no matter where the storm comes from. There are pressures from above. Sometimes God is moving us in the right direction. There are pressures from beneath. Sometimes God said, you stood where you're at too long. It's time to move deeper in your experience. Then there are storms of the devil where he just beats and beats and beats. You're saying, I don't know if I can go on or not. A faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted. If you cannot depend upon the same faith that saved you to get you through the storm, you have built on the wrong foundation. Why do I preach this way? Let me tell you why. You need to know this. The storm is coming, regardless of the foundation you've built on. It's coming. And just as sure as God has blessed this church, and just as sure as God will continue to bless this church, the devil hates what we're doing. He not only hates me, He hates you, church. I don't have any problem with the storms that come through the seasons of life. Our people handle that pretty good. We don't have any problem with the storms that feels like the ground is shaking beneath them, because we have enough folks to reach out, grab hold of folks on solid ground and say, listen, we're going to pray with you and get you through this. But I want you to know something. The devil's mad at us. He hates us. And he is going to bring every storm he can. Do you know why? He knows we're on the verge of getting to the other side of the victory of your loved ones and my loved ones coming to Christ as their Savior, and seeing folks begin to understand that there is a faith that we can have that regardless of the testings we have in life, it will stand. It will stand when the world is on fire. It will stand when the moon has disappeared into nothingness. It will stand when the sun becomes as black as the sackcloth of hair. It will stand when every mountain is dissolved into the oceans. It will stand when we stand in His presence on the other side. We have been overcomers because our faith is built, and it will last because it's built upon His Word. It will stand. He will come against us full force. Kevin and I talked a few moments this morning. We have another building committee. Can I tell you, building committee meeting on Thursday, can I tell you something? The devil doesn't care if we meet. He really doesn't even care if we build a building. He'll try to stop that, but he doesn't care if we build a building. But whatever we do, don't start winning your loved ones to Jesus. Don't start filling it up. If you start filling it up, he don't like that. In fact, he's just mad because some of you care enough about your loved ones to invite them to come out to church this morning and to get them under the influence of the gospel of the Lord and the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. And the devil doesn't like that. He's already starting, isn't he? I know there's a lot of battles. And I know there's a lot of heartaches. But it's worth it. Some of you, when you got saved, you said, I didn't think I was ever going to have another storm. And when the storm came, you dropped out. You just quit on God. You don't get saved to get out of the storms. You get saved to have someone on your boat when you go through the storms. Hallelujah. I watched him work this week. You've seen him work too, haven't you? He doesn't want things to happen. He'll do everything he can to discourage you. Marty and their family Thursday had their graveside service. You notice what the weather said? 50 and rainy, 50 and rainy. That's all they did. They were so proud they had bad weather to report. We got over the graveside, it was about 60, 65 and sunny. Then Saturday the church had the gathering there. All you heard was how rainy and terrible it was going to be and how cold it was going to be. I don't think we could have ordered from heaven a more perfect day than what we had on yesterday. See, first he'll start with slight things. He'll just start trying to work on your mind and trying to tell you it's not going to happen and nothing's going to take place. And he loves to try to challenge your mind. But when he finds out your heart is made up to go with God and determined to go with Him, then He'll start working on those around you that you love. He wants to destroy your faith. I wish it didn't happen. Britt and Kathy's been through a horrible storm the past week. If anybody has felt for them and prayed for them, our family has. But you'll get to the other side. You tell Brent, he's down with the kids this morning, the sun will shine again and the glory of God will come through. One thing right after another. Marty and their family being out of town and going through that and not knowing her sister's condition spiritually. See how the devil works? One thing right after another. He'll keep coming against us and coming against us and coming against us. I was praying and preparing for this sermon several days ago. One of our folks here, I won't call their name out, I wouldn't embarrass them. But they called me one day. I'm in and out all day long, and they just rang perfect. I just walked into the house. The phone rang. I picked the phone up. They were on the other line. Said, I don't have a lot to say. I just wanted to tell you. Get ready. God's going to bless us as He's never blessed before. That's all they had to say. But that's all I needed to hear. I don't know what your storms are, folks. But I know one thing. Just because you haven't had any doesn't mean they're not coming. And when they come, the thing that makes the difference is that Jesus is on board. Storms are coming. You look around our area and you see the trouble and the strife. Storms are coming. Storms are coming. What are you going to do when you get in the storm? What kind of foundation have you built your whole life upon? Storms are coming. Your heads are bowed for just a moment. Your eyes are closed. I'm going to ask this sincerely and honestly. If there's those in our service this morning that when the storms came, you dropped out. Some of you here this morning, you're away from God because you watched others. And others didn't make it. And because they dropped out, you feel as though that you couldn't make it. And that you couldn't do it. Don't judge Christianity by the failures of men. Judge Christianity by the success of the Savior. He met the storms and He calmed them. Churches, you're praying. I'm going to ask the Christians first. How many of you Christians, you're going through a storm? Doesn't matter where it came from. It's here. You're going through a storm. And you need prayer, would you just hold your hands up and say, pray for me, preacher. God bless you. Hands going up all over. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Bless your heart. God bless you. Hands are going up all over someone else. God bless you. God bless you. Even here in the choir this morning, God bless you. Bless you, folks. God bless you. Bless you. There's those here this morning you've dropped out. Those that you've not started because you've seen the dropouts and you're using every excuse you can where you're at right now. Would you just slip up your hand and say, preacher, if I died right now, I do not know the Lord as my personal Savior. And I'm not living for the Lord, and I know that. And preacher, I need prayer. You better get ready. There's a storm coming. There's a storm coming. How many this morning you'd say, I'm not ready if the Lord was to call me right now? And I know it's not the answer, Cal. But I'm not building on the right thing. When you pray, please pray for me. Would you just lift your hand all over the sanctuary? Say, I need prayer. God bless you. Someone else? Just slip it up right now. I'm not building on the right thing. I've dropped out, preacher. I got discouraged. I've quit. Now I need to get back to God. Please pray for me. How many others you just raise your hand right now? Pray for me. See, right now things are pretty good. You feel like you're doing all right. but the storm's coming. You better make sure Jesus is on board. Amen. How many of you just lift your hand up and say, pray for me, preacher. I know that things aren't right. Every person away from God should do this much this morning. Would you just lift your hand? I'm not coming to you and I'm not going to embarrass you, but I need the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for those hands. Three hands have already gone up. God bless you. I see your hand. Somebody else, just slip it up right now. Young person, mom and dad, pray for me. I need to be on the right stuff. I need to be made up of the right stuff. Some of you, you've got all the theological facts, but you're still dead. You can't do the work until life comes in. And you'd say, I need life in Him, Cal. Pray for me. But I'll have that. Somebody else, you just raise your hand right now. I'll just recognize that you've raised your hand. We'll pray for you. Is there another? Is there another? All over the sanctuary, just slip it up right now. Pray for me. Oh, pray for me. I need prayer, preacher. I need prayer. God bless you. I know God's been dealing with you, and I know that was really hard. But I thank you for your obedience this morning. Oh, God, please take this service. Someone else, just slip your hand up right now. Pray for me. I need prayer. Preacher, I know it. Pray for me. Is there another one somewhere else? All over the sanctuary? All over the sanctuary. I know it, preacher. Things aren't right and I know it. Pray for me. Pray for me. Every day of my life, I deal with people that are beaten by the storms. I'm not exempt from the storms, and you're not either. On the sand or on the rock, the storm still came. It's what you build on that makes the difference. God has given some of you an opportunity this morning to build on the right thing. Let's stand together, Brother Howard, whatever you have for a song. You mind the Lord. As they sing this morning, Christians, I believe you can make it a lot easier on the unsaved. People that need to pray because they're not right with God. You can make it easier by you coming and giving your storm to God. It's time to wake up Jesus. He's on board, but He's been asleep. Not because He doesn't care, but because you haven't asked. It's time for you to come and ask Him. God, help me. I'm in a storm and I need your help. And when the Christians come, for those of you that raised your hand, and those of you that didn't raise your hand, I want you to hear this. You'll never be the same again after this service today. Storms will come and you'll look back at this service and you'll say, I wished I would have gotten Jesus on board my ship. I wish I would have done what was right. I know it's hard to come. I know people don't know what to say, what to do. And I know sometimes they're embarrassed. They think they'll be asked questions that they can't answer. I promise you, none of those things will happen today. In fact, when you get on the other side, you're going to say, why did I wait so long? Why did I put him off? As she sings, why don't you come? A number of you Christians raised your hand. You come from your seats, line these altars, and as they're coming, you that need the Lord, you slip out and you come too. Come right on. Come right on. Blessed.